Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Investigation underway after Sudbury jail inmate found in medical distress. A 27-year-old inmate at Sudbury jail died February 11 after being found in medical distress, said the Ministry of the Solicitor General. A spokesperson confirmed paramedics took two inmates to Health Sciences North on the night of February 11. One inmate was pronounced dead at the hospital. The other inmate was returned to the facility. It is not appropriate for the ministry to comment publicly further on this case as a number of investigations are underway, said the email statement. Greater Sudbury Police said it was contacted by the coroner's office at 1 a.m. on February 12, in relation to a sudden death. Information provided was that an individual at the Sudbury District Jail was found unresponsive and transported to hospital by City of Greater Sudbury Paramedic Services, said GSPS spokesperson Caitlin Dunn. Unfortunately, the 27-year-old man was pronounced deceased at the hospital, she said. Read the full story here. Young Jackson Twain's family needs help as he undergoes radiation in August last year. Sudbury.com ran a story about the first GoFundMe campaign to help ease the financial burden for Jackson Twain's family as they stay with him at Sick Kids, where he is receiving radiation treatments. In August of 2021, Jackson was diagnosed with a rhabdoid tumor in his sacrum, lower spine. This cancer prognosis is grim as the survival rate is 20%, said his aunt, Randy Lee Pomerlow, who is staying in Toronto with Jackson while he undergoes treatment. Jackson's grandmother is also there. During the beginning stages of his care plan, Jackson's family was told to expect surgery, from which it would take the little boy years to recover, as they would remove a large portion of Jackson's spine, nerves, surrounding tissue and function, ultimately completely disconnecting his lower half from the top and leaving a very large gap in his abdomen, said Pomerlow. After a lot of consideration and team meetings, Sick Kids and his care team were keen to suggest trying radiation before what would now be considered rescue surgery. Originally, we were told radiation is very resilient to his type of cancer, said Pomerlow. However, they were willing to try. We are hopeful that radiation will be a success, saving Jackson from a much different quality of life, or save him from his cancer altogether and beating the odds, said Pomerlow. The first GoFundMe campaign doubled its $2,500 goals, raising $5,120 with 95 donations. Now, another campaign has been started to help ease some of the financial burden as Jackson remains at Sick Kids in Toronto. Read the full story here. Phased in approach being used as Health Sciences North ramps up surgeries. Sudbury's Health Sciences North, HSN, is moving forward with plans to resume elective surgeries and other medical procedures as provincial restrictions are being gradually lifted. This means that HSN will move toward a phased resumption of medical procedures. Consistent with operational direction received from Ontario Health, our surgical and procedural activity in this second of four phases of resumption of surgical and procedural care will be at approximately 70% of pre-pandemic levels, said Jason Turnbull, HSN Communications Manager. Phase 3 will bring us up to 90%, and Phase 4 will be at 100%. The timing of subsequent phases will be determined by Ontario Health, he added. It's important to keep in mind that HSN is still providing care today, Friday, to 47 COVID-19 admitted patients, nearly twice the peak of 2020 and 2021, which was 27, Turnbull added. Read the full story here. Forced contract vote by Ontario College faculty starts today. The bargaining team for Ontario College faculty is recommending that the academic staff across the province turn down management's most recent contract offer. Members of the Ontario Public Service Employees Union will participate in a forced vote on that offer starting Tuesday. Last month, the College Employer Council, which represents 24 schools, including Cambrian College and College Boreal here in Sudbury, asked the Ontario Labour Relations Board to conduct a vote. It will take place online from 9 a.m. Tuesday through to 3 p.m. Thursday. OPSEU has said its negotiating team is strongly advising rejection of the offer. In a statement last month, it said the offer includes only a slight change from the one tabled on November 23, 2021. It also follows their decision to impose working conditions on faculty, rather than bargain a collective agreement that addresses faculty concerns around additional time with students and for online teaching, equity and precarious work, OPSEU said. In December, 59% of the members of the bargaining unit approved a strike mandate. Staffing issues could see some school crossing guard locations left unattended. The city's issues with staffing shortages might affect its crossing guards, resulting in the potential for crossing locations to be left unattended. Citing the safety of students as their priority, a social media post issued by the city Monday noted they will regularly review and adjust staffing resources and service level needs in an attempt to minimize disruption in staffing road crossings before and after school. In the event a designated crossing guard location cannot be staffed, a notice of temporary location closure will be posted online and can be accessed by clicking here. City staff will also notify the affected schools as soon as possible and advise families through existing school communication portals. The staffing shortages have come as a result of recruiting challenges and resource constraints related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Grassroots group launches campaign. Improve sidewalk conditions by promptly reporting problems with Greater Sudbury winter sidewalk maintenance under review. A grassroots group wants residents to let the city know where they should direct their attention. We don't want to get too complacent and wait for that report. We'd like to contribute to it, Greater Sudbury Safer Sidewalks co-founder Maria Bazo said, encouraging people to continuing to call so the city has a better idea as to the hot spots or the kinds of issues people are running into. Greater Sudbury Safer Sidewalks has remained active in recent months and compiled a survey last winter about sidewalk maintenance, which 428 residents weighed in on. Respondents listed the biggest barriers facing them on winter sidewalks as being ice and slippery conditions, 91%, uneven surfaces, 81%, and piles of snow blocking their way, 77%. The group also maintains a Facebook page that provides regular updates on sidewalk-related issues. Read the full story here. Mild February day in store, high of 3. It's going to be a mild, cloudy day for Wednesday. There is a 40% chance of flurries in the morning and a risk of freezing drizzle, then a 40% chance of rain showers early in the afternoon. Periods of rain will begin in the afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 20 km per hour, gusting to 50 km per hour, before swinging to the southwest at 40 km per hour and gusting to 60 near noon. Expect a wind chill of minus 15 in the morning. Tonight, expect periods of snow and a low of minus 8.